Welcome to Elementary, Mondays at 6. Today, I am going to talk about assignments. And so, for most of you, first things first, hope you're having a fabulous Monday, wherever you spent your Monday, or whatever you spent your Monday doing, I hope it was an awesome one. And today's topic, like I said, is assignments. For most of you, you may be wondering, or you may already know and heard of assignments, but you may not be clear. Well, how else can I put it? Assignment is a hope in a dream. And that's exactly what it is. You're buying someone else's purchase and sale agreement, and that's what you're paying for. But there's positives and negatives to anything in life, right? If you're someone who needs to, you know, walk through a property and take a look at what it holds, then assignment may not be for you, because an assignment, typically, what you're looking to buy is right off a floor plan. So someone has purchased this property, whether it's a condo or a house, and what they're looking to do is flip the property or sell the purchase and sale agreement to someone else before they close, so they can save, so they don't have to really pay out the closing cost, but also make a bit of a profit. And that's the hope when they purchased it, right? They're investing the money into this property, and they're hoping that people will actually buy this at a profit. So it really comes down to, a few factors, but the one thing really comes down to is what's going on in the market. And you could make quite a bit of money with an assignment, or if you're in a market like we are right now, you could actually lose quite a bit of money as well. And so I can tell you, I'm seeing assignments come on for sale, and people have put like 300, 400,000 deposits, and more than likely they are going to lose that deposit because they are not going to be able to recoup that by selling in this market. So there are a couple of things. If they don't fulfill the contract, they will lose their deposit with the builder. The other part too is sometimes builders will expect you to get pre-approved or get approved from a bank. Of course, most banks won't approve you so much in advance unless it's, you know, a builder that has made some agreement with a bank that they're working with. Those ones will normally hold your rate till the end of the project. But typically, if you get pre-approved, most rate holds only like 90 to 120 days, right? And so what then happens is, when it comes time to close on this property, you actually have to, first of all, qualify for a mortgage. And with the rates right now, it's a bit of a sticky situation that you might find yourself in. The other part to it is that prime rate is like 7.19. Now, depending on what sort of deal you get from who and who you use, you may be able, but it's still a pretty high rate. So, in essence, if you don't close, you're going to lose your deposit. So I'm seeing quite a few assignments actually on the market right now that people are of the mindset that, you know, they're hoping they don't have to lose a deposit, but if they do, then that's the least of their worries. So what are, you know, if you have any questions, drop them in the comment section or in the question icon. If you actually have something that you want to add to my topic, absolutely feel free to do that as well. Drop your comment below. You know, I'll be happy to go over it. So why do people then invest in assignments, right? Like anything else, you can save a fair bit of money up front. So when you're purchasing this, because it's purchased maybe a year or two ago, depending on the market, and you know, none of us have a crystal ball. And if we did, we would be very rich. But none of us have a crystal ball, right? Things happen and the wind direction changes and everything else goes in a different direction. And you have to be prepared for those sort of situations. And of course, you know, it comes down to, yes, that comment, people are speculators. And they do speculate that the market is going to be at its best to do better. But you can make a hefty profit as well with an assignment. So that's one of the reasons why people are willing to put out that kind of money, because they feel like not everyone has, you know, 300,000, 250, 150, whatever the amounts called for over a period of that time to actually put into an assignment. Of course, some of the, you know, people will say, well, it has a warranty. It would still have a warranty if you bought a pre-sale property that was, you know, maybe a year old or 2 years old or something to that effect. Would benefit from an assignment if people who missed the... I don't understand the question, but anyways. So what are some things that you can... you have to be mindful of when you're buying an assignment. So there is a significant deposit that you're putting down, and you have to be prepared that you may or may not lose that deposit, but you have to be prepared with that mindset. You also have to be prepared with, a plan B. If you're putting down this money, what if you can't sell that property? Are you prepared to close on it? And if you're not prepared to close, you know, I mean, I don't know how anyone can have a good appetite for losing $300,000, but I mean, there are gamblers out there. The other part to it is that, you know, there are some developmental fees that you may have to be mindful of. So if you are buying an assignment, what would you be watching for if you're buying an assignment? Obviously, first of all, the clause that the builder allows you to assign. The second one is that there's a capped fee or a free assignment clause in the purchase that you're making. Now, bear in mind, just because it says free, nothing's free. There'll still be an administrative fee or a legal fee or some way of getting some money out of you if they're going to do some work behind the scenes. And there's also the HST that you would have to, you might be on the hook for, because, you know, the HST rebate, that piece of it would have to, you'd have to pay it, because it's really, the person didn't buy it to live in it, right? It's an investment. But the most important piece is the bank may actually not finance you for anything more than the original price the person paid. So if the person paid, let's say, $2 million, but they're trying to sell it for 2.2 or whatever, the person paid $1 million and they're trying to sell, the bank will not, you know, may not, and I don't want to say will not, may not, finance you for the full amount. So, I mean, it's very important to make sure you cross and dot and you're on point with this. But you could make a significant profit, or you could lose a significant amount of money. If any of you watching today have considered an assignment, or have you purchased an assignment yourself? I mean, I've considered an assignment only because, I mean, but there is, you know, huge turnoff for some people. If you are the kind of person who wants to walk in, you want to take a look at the house, you want to get the feel of the house, you don't have a good concept about what, you know, an 8x10 room would measure out to be. And we all know that even though you may see floor plans, it doesn't feel the same as walking through and actually taking a look at the property. Now, sometimes if the property is not quite ready, still in its raw state, you might be able to sneak in and take a quick peek. But sometimes there are a few properties that I was looking at. They're actually, you're not able to get in. So really you're doing a drive-by and taking a look at the outside. And I mean, it's a huge investment, right? For people who are looking to buy a home, it's a huge investment to put in without actually walking the floor and taking a look. But if you were buying a brand new home, you would be doing the same anyways. So, I mean, with that in mind, you know, one of the things that I would say to you is to be mindful. I'm not telling you these things so that you're not buying something. It's just to make sure that you've done your due diligence and that you are aware of what the conditions you're signing off on. So when you get the purchase and sale agreement from whoever the original owner is. So there's always three parties in this process, not including the realtors. So the home, the developer, which is, you know, and then the seller, which is the seller that purchased the plans, and then you, the buyer. And so when you're buying a piece of paper, and you want to make sure that whatever you buy, you know, those clauses can't be altered. Just because you write it in, it cannot be altered, because the builders have this very, their contracts are like very, very astringent, right? So, you know, you can't change anything in that contract. So you have to be okay with whatever you're signing. And so, you know, one of the things that's quite excessive sometimes is the developmental fees, and you want to make sure there's some sort of cap on it. And, or at least you know what the fees are. If not, you're going to be paying a lot of money. It's huge amounts of money. And all in all, at the end of the day, all I would say to you is if you're considering an assignment and you figure out how much you have to come to the table with at the end of the day, just make sure you have additional cash set aside so that if you run into a little bit of a hiccup or a plan B set aside, that you can get some additional funds. And, you know, with these big deposits, it's a lot of money to lose. So for those of you watching, I just wanted to talk about assignments today. If you had any other topics, I would have, I don't mind talking about that either, but I didn't see anybody put in anything in the comment section. So, any topics in the comment section. So I want to thank you for joining me and spending a few minutes of your evening with me today. Next week, I have a great, great guest. And so I hope you will come back and join me for the next few sessions that I have in November. If you have a topic, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Jacqueline Watson. I'm a realtor with Sutton Group Tower in Toronto. And if you have a topic that you would like me to unpack and dig a little deeper, I'm happy to do that. Feel free to DM me. And until next time. So thank you for spending your evening with me, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much. Bye.